the Flying Fox and Che Guevara. I cared for my children like a flying fox, kept them safe under my wings when they were small and hesitant, tipped paracetamol and antibiotics down persistently inflamed throats during endless nights of earache, gassed them with Ventolin cocktails when asthma stole their breath, had broken bones reset and, tongue bitten off from a faulty landing on a trampoline, reattached in a theatre without movies, then regretted it when that fiopoko mouth started up again. We've laughed at dinosaurs and cartoons, at Nana crooning, Buffalo Soldier, at Pa's jokes and the bills that kept arriving for the ever-declining cash flow card. Then there were retreads that outlived cars and the unexpected appearance of food in our sprayed and wiped out cupboards. There's so much to think about as I sit barefoot in church behind the vividly turbaned mamas paying their respects to Eloi Machoro, a South Pacific Che Guevara, a dead son of this island. That siege and the photo of Machoro smashing a ballot box with an axe immortalized him beyond the bullets that felled a man into a crimson pool. My sons are still learning the difference between people's needs and wants and how to match actions with words. But I remember they wore their Che Guevara t-shirts until they fell off their backs.